The scripture for this morning is from the New American Standard Bible, Revelation, first chapter, verse 20. As for the mystery of the seven stars, which you saw in my right hand, Jesus said to John, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angel of the seven angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. May the Lord add his blessing to our reading of his word and to our hearing of it. Now, I dare say that when last Halloween rolled around back in 2018, I think I joined many others in thinking, wow, Thanksgiving is just around the corner. And only a few days after that, Christmas. It's not going to be very far behind that. And that means before we know it, we'll soon be starting a new year, 2019. Where has this year gone? I'll tell you what, trying to think about 2019 back then, it seemed like a big chunk of time coming up. But here we are. We're into February already. And January of 2019 is all gone. And I'm back to thinking that same thing again. Where has the time of 2019 gone? We only have 11 months left for it. I guess I get a bit uneasy when it seems like this. At one point, I had some time ahead of me, but all of a sudden, that time is gone. Where did the time go? Well, let me look back at January 2019 for just a moment. We got snowed and iced out of one of our four Sundays, and so the four messages that I'd worked on for January that were to give some definition of the what and the who is the church, the fourth message has slipped now into February. I could have skipped this particular message and just gone on to my preparations for February, but as I worked on those, I decided early on that the idea of the church as God's lampstand was an image that is very legitimately a strong biblical image. And it's a descriptive picture that is unusual and possibly unique. We find this image of church and lampstand put together only in Revelation. And that also pushed me to explore the apocalyptic images of Revelation. I have a feeling that that's one of the reasons we sort of shy away from doing too much study in the book of Revelation. I'm not sure how the Bible that you use indicates the title of the book, but the full title is The Revelation of Jesus Christ to John. We usually shorten that just down to Revelation, so I'll be doing that. And by the way, it's not Revelations, it's Revelation, the Revelation. Doesn't make a lot of difference how you say it, but the idea is that Revelation is almost unanimously understood as apocalyptic writing. It's a writing style that's identified as symbolic in imagery or written sign language, describing future cataclysmic times and end times. And from the time that it was written, the Revelation was seen as apocalyptic, and it's similar to other biblical examples of the same. Parts of the book of Daniel and Ezekiel are also apocalyptic. Apocalyptic literature was most often used by the writers of Scripture, but other writers also during any time of international stress, great stress against the Christians. That was certainly the case when the Revelation was given to John. John uses sign language to describe events revealed to him by Jesus Christ that were to help the people of his day find and keep the hope of the return of Christ and of the triumph of God over Satan and the evil of the world, mainly at that time, that evil was the severe persecution of the Roman emperors. Apocalyptic writing presented symbols of the Christians, symbols that the Christians would understand, but they would be hidden meaning to the oppressors so that they couldn't use them to increase their persecutions. But in Revelation, even the writing itself interprets immediately many of the word images presented as symbolic language, saying that the stars were the angels and that the lampstand was the churches. That wasn't going to get them in trouble with the oppressors. So it isn't incidental that John, being a part of the Roman persecution of Christians, would write this. He was in exile on the island of Patmos because of his Christian faith. And with great anxiety and with longing, he looked across to the mainland of Asia Minor, where the churches were experiencing severe attacks by the forces of darkness. And so his vision of the exalted Christ that's described in chapter 1, containing this verse 20, the image of the seven churches as seven lampstands with the triumphant Christ walking in the middle of them. That was an interesting and unique expression. But lampstands were a familiar image to the people of that day and had been very familiar to them long into their past. The lampstand is first ordered and described as a major part of the furniture of the tabernacle, described by God to Moses in Exodus in chapters 25 through 27, the lampstand being one of the first of those pieces of furniture to be described. Exodus 25, 36 and 37 speaks of the lampstand to be made of pure gold and then describes the functions of the lamps. There are seven on the lampstand. It says, set them up on it so that they light the space in front of it. So that they light the space in front of it. And so John receives the inspiration to use the image of the lampstands as symbolic of the churches of Christ. Lampstands lifting up the light and there with Christ dispelling the darkness. Can we, in our day, see the church today as the nature and function of a lampstand? Well, who needs the light of a lampstand? Well, our world is filled with darkness. Darkness is a metaphor for such things as ignorance and failure, confusion, despair, loneliness, fear, disappointment, and of course of death. Even in a world where knowledge is doubling about every 5 years, people still remain in tragic darkness. They continue to ask important questions like, where did I come from? What is the real purpose of my being? What is it that is to be my ultimate destiny? Well, apart from divine revelation in the Word, in the Bible, these questions cannot be answered. As with any and all darkness, light is the only remedy for the dark. Believe the Word, believe the Bible, because it came directly through inspiration from God. Jesus Christ came as the light of God into our world to drive out the darkness. In his chapter 4, the gospel writer Matthew told of Jesus beginning his ministry in Capernaum, which fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, who had said, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. And before that time, at the time of the birth of Jesus, It was by the light of a heavenly star that the wise men found the Christ child. When Jesus was dedicated at the temple, Simeon proclaimed that the Christ had come as a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to God's people Israel. And then John the Baptist said of Jesus, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." With all of this prophetic background, it was no accident that Jesus later described and declared himself, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." See, just as God had led the children of Israel through the wilderness by the light of a pillar of fire, so Jesus Christ came to lead people out of the darkness of all that sin by means of divine light. Actually, it's so easy for us to know by experience, and we know today, the relief, the joy that comes when the darkness of cloudy days is broken up by radiant sunshine. Pretty joyful out there, isn't it? Well, we can take that image and in our mind's eye see that the brilliant light that is Jesus, the beauty and the perfection in that light, causes the darkness that clouds over the souls of people to be driven away and to disappear. And after breaking through the clouds of our darkness, Jesus continues to light the way by providing guidance and answers for people on whom his light has begun to shine. The light of the world comes quietly, but very surely, like the daybreak of the sun each day. The light of the world shines continuously like the sun, day after day, year after year, century after century. The light of the world comes in grace rather than on the basis of human merit, just as the sun comes up with amazing grace every day, whether we think we deserve it or not. The light of the world comes powerfully, comes energetically like the warmth of the sun, to bring life and love and hope and beauty. Well, Christ came as complete light, not a shadow anywhere, so that those who are dwelling in spiritual death and darkness might have every iota of darkness dispelled and with new sight find eternal life. This new life, this abundant life, and eventually eternal life is revealed by the illuminating light and to be found in Jesus Christ, the light of the world, and in him alone. That's 1 John 5. Christ as the light of the world came to reveal the way to abundant life, even now for us in our earthly days. A full life is not found through going one's own way or pursuing material gain. It's found only through Jesus Christ. Through the revealing, illuminating light of Christ, the darkness of materialism, the darkness of self-centeredness are revealed for what they are. They're ungodly because such things seek to become your gods. Now, I hope you've noticed that much of what I've just said has been personalized. Revelations to us as Christ, a revelation to us about Christ as it pertains to our individual lives. And yes, God deals with us individually because he's created us all as unique beings, everyone his child, everyone precious to him. But God never intended for us to live and function in isolation. From the beginning, God observed that it was not good for man to be alone, and thus began relationship and community. Just as God has created us as a body, he, as Jesus Christ, brought his people together to form and build the body of the church. And we find that the church is to turn on and to keep on the light. So then the greater body of the church, and each church as a part of the whole body, like a beautiful lampstand, is to be a dispenser of light that gives life to those who will respond to Jesus Christ. Perhaps a new way of looking at ourselves as the church. We as the church, as a pure gold lampstand, are to reflect the glorious light of Jesus Christ as he reveals the way to God and to abundant life. As a pure gold lampstand, in every corner of this earth, we as the church are to reflect the unsetting life of Jesus Christ. You know, somewhere on the face of this earth, at all times, the sun is shining. And through the church, all over the world, the sun, S-O-N, is shining. As the pure gold lampstand, with the light held high, we, the church, are to reflect the all-sufficient light of Jesus Christ. For he is indeed sufficient to meet all of the deepest needs of everyone. As the pure gold lampstand with visibility to all on this corner or that corner or this hill, as a very distinguishable church, we are to reflect the essential light of Jesus Christ, without which people dwell in darkness and in death. As the pure gold lampstand, full to the brim with the burning energy of sacred oil, we are to let Christ mix and live in us in such a way as to constantly send forth the Holy Spirit's light, the light of joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. You, the church, a member, a part of the body of the church, you are the light of the world. Jesus didn't say, you are a light of the world. He said, you are the light of the world. You know, everywhere as you drive up and down the streets of our town, you see these digital signs, these things that are flashing, you know, they convey a continuous signal of messages. And in a sense, this is a picture of what each church should be in its community. The light that shines forth as a lampstand church must come continuously, moving forward always by and from the love of Jesus Christ within us. And as one body of the church, our individual lights will blend with the lights of others with whom we worship and work and fellowship and minister. God wants us to stand, lampstands, tall and strong, to send forth a radiant, cheering, helpful, benevolent, revealing light into the darkness of the world. You are God's lampstand. We of Bosque Del Baptist Church are God's pure gold lampstand. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let us shine. And we'll do it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.